announcement tomorrow, but Hashem, is the Ambat Chazara. For those who know what that means, there's an exam at 11 o'clock in Mishnah Berurah, and it's Yontif. Of course, you've all been learning it for the last 4 months, but just in case you want to have a quick review, we'll have that tomorrow in the morning from 9 to 11, Machin is at 11, on the regular shear, the regular times. Before we see the actual, to see the Gemara, I xeroxed some pages for you from a thing called Mesorah. Mesorah is a publication printed by the OU, which we'll have that tomorrow in the morning from 9 to 11, Machin is at 11. The regular shear, the regular times. Before we see the actual, to see the Gemara, I xeroxed some pages for you from a thing called Mesorah. Mesorah is a publication printed by the OU, which has things from the Rome. We already saw some things that in the past, I believe, this year. And also has Divrei Torah on Kashrus by various Rabbonim. What I xeroxed for you, two things, one which pertains primarily to yesterday's shiur, one which pertains primarily to today's shiur. Now, the one which is yesterday's shiur was about Issa Shenishtana. I don't know if anyone is enough to go around, but I have a few more of this Issa Shenishtana one. So whoever doesn't have one, this is page. I'm sorry, I looked too late, I couldn't find it.
Okay, we'll talk
about it. Okay.
What volume is this from?
Aleph, the very first one. Whoever doesn't have a copy of this page Nun Dalet Nun Hey, please take. Now let's look at that first, okay? On the preface. Okay. I have the original. Nun Dalet and Nun Hey is entitled Issa Shenishtana. Rav Shechter Shalita is the author of this Dvar Torah, and the topic, which I don't know if it comes out on the Xerox, is Hishtamshus Be'enzymes.
Yeah.
It is. The whole enzyme technology issue was at stake. Torah Mada. So, in page Nun Dalet, let's read from the top, okay? Uvi Issa Shenishtana Rein Nechlekul HaRishonim, which we discussed yesterday at length. Ayin Mogan Avram, Orachayim Reish Tazayim Sivkot Gil, which we learned in Shia yesterday. We never got to the bottom line. Uladina, Hechriya, Mishnebrura, Shama Sivkot Zayim, Reish Tazayim, Alpia Prima Goda, Mishmizel Shama, Liduna Kisfeka Didina. We're not sure, is there any on the right, is there any on the wrong? We don't know. Ulachalek, Bain, the Oraiso, the Rabbona, Lahachmir, Bid Oraiso, Ulahokil b'derabonon. That's the psak. We're machmir by the rices and we're makel by the rabbonons. Can you read? I in the time of Nami talks the tafsu aposkin the dina kedas achsam soifer. She stam yenam she nishtana the mashka mosok mutter. The Easter the stam next page. The stam yenam and the rabbonon. Uva the rabbonon kaimlon the dina the Easter she nishtana mutter. Umemela nira li b'nogea l'kitnias Dein oslam min hoga V'kila filo. Everyone had this play? Everyone had this? No? I thought I gave everyone I should have had one. I guess we ran out. There should be enough, at least if not for you, look on with somebody else. There should be plenty around. V'chein esh loma b'nogea l'chol avakum d'rabonon V'yesh lahatir ha-enzyme Enzymim. Let's see. Enzymim, I probably call them enzymes, all right. Haniflotim, im yiyev chiyagavna shiyeh nishtana legamri. Now I got some details. V'neimah shalokhen corn syrup, shu shemen kitnias mosuk mo. It's corn is sweet. V'zeh nishtana lebesof sorbitol, shu adayin tzas mosuk, but still a little bit sweet, sorbitol. That's not called Ishtana at all. Why? To be Gemara about a Zorach of Testament Beis Mavur, Sheyayin Shenishtana Lechomets, Al Piatale Chanal. What happens? Wine turns into vinegar. Here's our scientists. How does wine turn into vinegar? Shehachaydakim. What's chaydakim mean? It means bacteria or other such small little microscopic creatures. Shosa, they drink. Ubolim, the tochum, they swallow in them. Esayai. Vachakach and afterwards, maflitim migufon, they somehow spit out from themselves. Esachomus. By the way, all this happens microscopically. You can't see it by looking in the wine and say, oh, look what's happening over there. Is that little thing swimming? And he's swallowing up the drop and he's spitting it out. You won't see any of this stuff. It's not near the iron, which could be a very critical point, which we're going to get to later. If not today, then tomorrow. But bottom line is what happens. Vizep sheet of the Lomikri Nishtana. How do you know? Because the Gemara says so, that Yayin, which is changed to Chometz, is permissible. Truth of the matter is, in my opinion, that's not a proof. That's not a proof. I'll explain to you in a minute why. But I think it's correct anyway for a different reason. Umavua b'tshuvas imre yosher, da'ayinu taima, da'adayin tam harifuso bo, k'sheshtana l'chomet uliyash. What's yash mean? Yayin sarav. What's yayin sarav mean?
Schnapps.
K'davka b'uv l'dach samsoyva sheshtana astam yena liyos k'eis mashke moso hu demikri mishtana. Shechal shinu b'mahuso ha'kemis. Chemical. V'gam b'tamo, and also the taste. Avol v'ishtana also a corn syrup, shetama mosav. Lios ascorbic acid, shetama chavut, it's very acidy, of course, acid. B'chai gavne nira d'choshim shabak n'ishtana l'gamri v'shor. So Rav Shechter writes, yes, n'ishtana works by the Rabbanah, but it has to be really n'ishtana. And the mere change from wine to vinegar is not considered to be a shinut. It has to be something which is a much greater change. Now his proof, it seems to be contradicted by footnote 10. Footnote 10, which you found on the previous page, seems to contradict the proof that he brings on the next page. Footnote 10, we'll see it together. V'nei kol ha'achronim tofsu sh'amachlokas b'nishtana rak shayechas v'yisuri achila. D'ilu v'yisuri hano sh'nishtanu. Hare kaimel on sof tamura, which we learned back way, way back in the first zman. Shekol ha'nikvorim lo yisarfu. The afron osir. Remember that? The nikvorim afron osir. Ve'en lecha shini godol mizeh. There's no greater shini than burning it. It's now ashes. Ve'ayin ha'tayim en amid v'psgemar p'sochem chof alof medveiz. T'cherchu kodem zmano. If you burned it before the zman, it's mutaban osir l'achaz mano. Ava v'cherchu l'achaz mano. Li'acha shekvachal avisar ha'noah. Sula mahani mashachercha lo shim shini acher. That's what it says. Now, of course, you understand this contradicts the proof we just brought before. Because why? Because yayin nesach is what, Rabbi Osai? What is yayin nesach? Also what? No. Stam, stam yenim. It's also what? B'drabana. But what's it also in? Also b'hano. So since stam yenim is also b'hano, you can't bring me a raya from the fact that what? Come on. Say it over. No, wake up. You can't bring me for a riot from the fact that if you change wine to vinegar, that that's not considered a sufficient change to be called ishtana. No! Maybe it is called ishtana. I said, why is it usher? What's the answer? And he said, what? He said, I know. The whole principle of ishtana doesn't apply. So what kind of riot is that? Yes?
Your Ramban brings down the chokas of ishtana for testifying.
Oh, excellent.
And Moshe Paskin, I heard it's from Overland's Liquors, and Moshe said that you're allowed to open a liquor store and sell old ishtana.
It's a very good question. The question is, Bizman Azeh, there are more paskins that Stam Yenom is, in fact, Mutter, in certain circumstances, behind this could have tremendous, tremendous ramifications. Could have. Because there came along a great Gadol. I don't believe it's quoted in this Dvar Torah. I think it's quoted in the Mesorah, another Bible Mesorah, which I didn't Xerox. I'll show you tomorrow. The question is raised, what happens if you have wine, we discussed it a few times, which is distilled and is made into liquor. Liquor. Now, shut up.
Distilled or you want it liquor?
Still. So, the Pisnei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Kuf Chav Gimel, Sifkot Yud Zayin, I think you maybe read it yesterday, says, Bizman Hazeh, Hatstam Yenam is Mutar Bahano. So this idea of Afran Asur no longer applies. So Stam Yenon, he says, is Sham Acholas Asuris. And therefore he wants to say that if you distill it, perhaps it's mutter. Perhaps it's mutter. How? Perhaps it's mutter. That's the Mishnah Yaakov says. Pesach Shuvah quotes it. But although it says Beferish in Toskim that if you distill wine, Stam Yenon, and it ultimately emerges after converting it to gas, is that what distillation means, Dr. Professor?
What
are we going to say?
Okay.
What
did they say?
You're
dying?
I don't know what you said.
You're dying. This is I that just tells it, this doesn't tell you what this will be. This hints it, this alludes to it. Rabosai, the Pesach Tshuva says, no. Doesn't say anything. He says, I am the Tshuva's Mishkan as Yaakov Simon Lamed Vav. And that Tshuva, which we don't have here in front of us right now, explains that perhaps nowadays it's different. Nowadays, if you take wine and you distill it, and it comes out ultimately to some kind of a liquor, perhaps it's mutter, because it's like a shtana legamre. It's like afra. I, to the fairish and the post that it's also. No, that's only olden days. Because in the olden days, what? Stam Yenam used to be Asabano, it's not a Gemara. Only nowadays, because, you know, the Goyim don't worship Abu Dazar anymore, whatever the story. So Rav Shechter writes in this next volume, this is Volume Hay, which has two power-packed, what you might call scandals, back-to-back. The first is the famous vinegar scandal, when everyone was... To the very end, he quotes, maybe the Mishnah of Yaakov is true. So Rav Shechter says, well, we don't rely on the Mishnah of Yaakov. Proof? Since we ask the schnapps on Pesach, it means we don't consider it to be Zeah v'Alma. Again, it doesn't seem to be a great proof either. Because we just got through saying, what did Mishnah Yaakov say? The only reason why they used to ask her the distilled whiskey from came from Yayin Stam Yenam was why? Because they said, no. But Zman doesn't know we say no anymore. How do you prove that for Chometz? Chometz is not Zavano. The same way that a tine against the Raya from Yayin should ask a Chometz, what kind of Raya is that? It's not Zavano. So do we have a tine against this Raya over here? Maybe this relationship should be Mutter with Zman Azeh. No Raya from Schnapps on Pesach. It's not Zavano.
You say
Schnapps
is also about
Vila
because it's
there
from the
week? Right, that's about Hanoh too. Chometz and Pesach we know is also about Hanoh, as opposed to which may not be also about Hanoh. So as far as the first question, the Raya from Vinegar, I spoke to Rav Shechter about it, he told me the following. He said, forget what I said, he said. Forget what I said. I have a better Raya. Alright? Raya from a Pesach and Chumash. The Pasuk in Chumash when it comes to a Nazir says what? Chometz Yayin, etc. Right. So what does Chometz Yayin mean? He claims that Chometz Yayin is vinegar. Not exactly sure if that's 100% accurate, but if Chometz Yayin means vinegar, there's a Pasuk Mefurish that even though it's Nishtana from Yayin to Chometz, it's prohibited. Now, you can always argue, maybe the Pasuk is Fakir, the special din. If not for this Pasuk, it would have been Mutter. You have to look into that pasuk. I haven't had a chance to look that one up yet. I'll call upon him. There are more to the against Mishnah Yaakov. But the Ramah himself is about the Stam Yenam Vahano. And the same Ramah asks the distillation of Stam Yenam. He didn't buy into this theory that distilled liquor is just a nishtana compared to which is burned up in the interim. No. He views distilled as just tank ikar. If I, the Gemara Chulin, the famous Gemara Chulin, you have a pot filled with milk, and the pot has steam, and the steam goes to the cover. Whatever that heavy steam, that's not considered something outside of the milk. That's considered milk, has the same halacha of milk, and it makes basa b'chol of the rice and the pashas. So too, if you have wine, and you make steam come out of the wine, and that steam goes through a system, and it condenses, is that the right word? And it comes back into a different kind of a liquid, which is called schnapps, it never lost it. It's not considered to be nishtana, it's considered to be tam kikar. That's what the Paran the Ramo holds. Because if the Ramo would have held, if the Ramo would have held that it's only considered the Shtana, like Eifel, like the Mishnah of Yaakov says, and assuming he would hold that the Shtana is mutter at least by the Rabbanan, if he held that way, then it should be matter that is still liquors nowadays that come from the originally from the Yain, from the Stam Yaina. So Pashli doesn't agree with this Mishnah of Yaakov at all. Oh, excuse me. Please give this menu undivided attention. Vakasha. Okay, Vakasha.
אני קם כל יום בבוקר לפני שאני רוצה לך ידיים, לפני שאני אומר מודה אני, אבל הרבה יש לנו התנה הכי גדולה שנתת לי, שאני מאמין בך. כי אני לא כמו אתכם למדתי בישיבות, אתם זכיתם, אני נולד. ברור זה 75 שנה, 75 שנה, בזמני כבר לא היו לא תלמוד תורות ולא ישיבות, היינו מוכרחים ללכת לבית ספר של הקומוניסטים, המורים שלי היו אתאיסטים אפיקורסים, וזה היה בשביל המשפחה שמאוד היה קשה, אני זוכר שאמא בכתה כמעט כל יום, לפני שהדליקה נרות היא זרקה דמעות, תחת הקונקים האלה כל כך הרבה דמעות, ושאלתי ממש כל כך הרבה דמעות, ואני בוחר שתישאר יהודי. אנחנו למדנו במחתרת, במחתרת, בגיל 19 הייתי בג'ייל, כי הקומוניסטים אמרו שהגמרא התלמוד זה נגד הקומוניזם, ואלה שלומדים תורה הם שונאי המדינה וצריכים להתפטר איתם. והכמיסר בג'ייל אמר להם, תתנו לכם הקרן אשר שאין לכם חלק בלגי ישראל, אם לא תמותו גם בקרן. המילה האחרונה של אמא שלי, שלפני שהיא נפטרה אליה בגיל צעיר, היא אמרה, אפילו המלך יגיד לכם לעזור את הדת, אנחנו נמות יהודים, אבל אף רגע לא נחיה כמו רואים. אני מדבר אליהם שאני הדור השני, הילדים שלנו זה הדור השלישי. ואם ההורים שלנו בחרו שאנחנו נשאר יהודים, אנחנו יודענו שיש הקודש ברוך. כאשר הילדים שלי היו בעגלה קטנים, אני התפללתי לקודש ברוך, אמרתי תלים, אמרתי אני אהיה הכי מושר בלם, אם הילדים שלי רק ידעו שיש הקודש ברוך. אנחנו זכינו בארץ, ואני בקריית מלאכי, זה היה חצי מדבר, אנחנו כאן בארבע בבוקר, בארבע וחצי התפללנו, ושש היינו חזרת, וכך וכאן, זה לא שיקוי, זה כבר עיירה קטנה, עיירה, 500 משפחות, אין לנו עכשיו מספיק דירות, אין גם עבודה מספיק, כל יום שישי יוצאים שתי בנות, כל אחד נותן סוכר, נותן כן, אנחנו נותנים את השבת, עשינו כל הפסח להם, אפילו צריכים כל יהודי לעשות ברית מילה, כל יהודי, קופה, תפילין, מזוזות, וגם כן יש לנו תלמוד תורה ישירה קטנה, יש בית ספר נמלחר, אנחנו במצב מאוד מאוד קשה, ובזכות שתעזור כאן שבאים לרוסי לעזור להם, ממש לעזור להם, גם כן מגשמיות, וגם כן לתת לילדים את החינוך, הקדוש ברוך הוא יעזור לכם שתצליחו בלימודים ולהרים את הנחת מכם.
אמן. Paragraph of footnote 10. Ein Chok Chesyur is Chok Yankov. Ein Chok Yankov is Simetov Mem Hesif Cotton Tess. The Dover is a Gufa. The Dover is a Gufa.
Slach.
The Kohan Ekbar in Arfan Osir.
Footnote 10.
Ein Ela Derabonon. The whole he's a Chiddush Gadol. We say that Hanikvar and Afram Osir is Derabonon. Why? Umistam behind the time, the Svirle, the Svaras, Ponim Chadoshos, behind the Bidoraisa, Afilu Lagav Yisrei Ano. Rak Midirabona Nechmiru Lesser Yisrei Ano. So even Yisrei Ano Bidoraisa, but if they go through a transformation, such as being burned into ashes. That's the reason they're all big Chidushim Gedolim. V'ayin Loshna Mechavi Yerodeya, the Sheretz Saruf. How can I tell you guys? Mutta La'ochla Mishim Refuah. Alternative medicine, they call it today. Umashma, that's not a joke. A man came to me on Sunday. Mamash, nafsho b'shalosa. He wants to know, his wife never has cancer. And he wants to know, he went to some doctor and said, if you give him shark cartilage, it'll solve a problem. Show me a book called Sharks Don't Have Cancer. Written by a doctor. Yeah, well anyway, so I said, listen, he's worried about Macholos HaSuris. It comes in a capsule. I told him, let it happen. As long as the doctor okay, so I'm afraid he wouldn't hurt him. But if we pass him, remember we discussed before? Korcho Besiv, we had it back in the Arab Psalm. It's not an Amayat HaSachila, but a capsule is Korcho Besiv, it's ripped out. I, the capsule itself, is draped. It's made from gelatin. So we make all the time in capsules, because we say it's not considered Rol HaChilas Kelev even. It's just not. It's not considered to be food. It's a hard. It's a hard item. It's not considered a food. Dogs wouldn't eat capsules. Anyway, that's what I thought. Will it help or not? It's pseudoscience. I can't answer that.
Why would you
put anything in a capsule?
That's right.
If I wanted to eat my fossil sores, I could throw it in a capsule.
That's right. Ah, the chatchila would tell you shouldn't do it, but for a fool, yeah. For a fool.
So like Joe Capsule.
It's a matter of Yom Kippur. Someone has to take some kind of a medicine Yom Kippur. So probably maybe better put a capsule, because the capsule is mamash korcha b'siv. The outside of the capsule is literally hard as everything it is. It's hard plastic. And the inside is korcha b'siv. You know, it could be even better than a pill. I'll call upon him. So, right. So you have Sheret Sarf. You took the cartilage of the shark and you burned it. I'm just giving you an example, because these things can really happen. Yes?
What about caplets? What's in the dough with some kind of coating around it? Is that considered caplets?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's considered korcha b'siv. I have my doubt. What? Don't make caplets? My kids taking them every day. What? For antibiotics, all the time caplets. Caplets. I mean, capsule, the old style capsules. Still around. Right. Umashma de below refuasser. The eye in Shambachuvas Yadavis Yadavrom. At the start of the regular Yeradeya, it's right in front of me. Regular Yeradeya, Chelik Aleph, it's right here before. So he asked the Kashli Yadavrom in the name of the Minchas Yankov. Minayin lola machaber lesser shalola refuah. Hello, Bishas Mavua, the call and the Surah from Aframut. That's the Kash of the Yadavrom. Uvshuta Tmua to me also, the Kash of the Pleah. Dalo sheret ain't no man to throw him. No mitzvah to burn a sheret. Ach nira dochiko kashale. The min haTorah yesh lahatir b'nishtana afilu b'yisurei hano. Perak b'dirabon anech miru b'hanach b'nikvorin. As the chok, kamo shakas v'yatzel b'chok Yaakov. The minchas Yaakov is by the same with the other chok Yaakov. The same person. See the shitosa. So it is the rabbonon. Ach b'yisurei achila yesh lomad loch miru b'dirabon kol ikor. V'tomid sharei b'nishtana. Ha'mechaba kenirei hechma lesa lebriyim b'yisur achila sh'nishtana l'chala pochas b'doraisa k'sheret. So the Chok Yaakov and the Michas Yaakov take the hold that by the Rabbonans, that by nishtana it's mutter. And by yisur achila we don't find it also even by the Rabbonan. Whereas the Mechaba seems to say that no. Yisur sh'nishtana, yisur doraisa sh'nishtana, is in fact also at least midrabbanan. Oh, the last line of that, skip a little bit. In the very last line of the page it says, that the Heter of Sheret Sarif is in Shtana. Afa Pikain Asru Chacham of Kotel Mechabe Shalom Lerfua. For the Hedge of Vuel is Elachol Apochas Kichelko Ha'echot HaTarachilak HaChomer Shalach Rota Prima Zonav Mishnah Brurah. The Isa the Raisa and Nisha be Isura the Cholapochas Midi Rabbanan Afilu Liachas in Ishtan. So we're machmer in the Shal against Rabbi Yonah Pechaba by the Asr and Sheretz HaSarif apparently is being machmer in the Shal of Nishtana for Isa the Raisa, at least on the level of the Rabbanan. Isa the Rabbanan we don't know. There's no the Mechaba to talk about. Ad Kandis footnote. So we have here therefore a brief analysis here on these two pages of the status of Isa Shinishtana. Not what we discussed yesterday, the Lumbus. Yesterday we discussed the Lumbus of Isa Shinishtana. The Rabbeinu Yonah with the Mogan Avraham, with the Makor Chayim, Gvaldig Lumbus. Here's the bottom line. Now what's it in? So that's analyzed here in these two pages. Okay? So the bottom line is, but on a Darais level, we're Machmir. And on the Drabbana level, the Poskim say we can have a right to be made. Yes?
The Mishnah Sahab is paid out. It seems to say, with the Chav Gimel, that the whole idea of here, why it's all Shana of Lisra, because the Chav Chilo, you're going to burn it. But if it was already done, perhaps there'd be going to burn it. The idea of that is you're taking it in three forms.
Hey, Dalit, Chav Gimel.
Last Mishnah says,
okay.
Of course, the Mishnah says, but then he goes back to what?
1 second. We go to discuss the topic. I owe you many things. We haven't yet fully understood how you define Nisla Mechilas Adam Mekelev. The Merak lying is hanging over our heads. The Shuras Mishka, I couldn't find it before. Is it here? Mincha Shlomo. Now, how do we not that one? Sit down. Yeah, I couldn't find that Shuras, but I had it here. We had that, and it's there. And they both weren't. I told them to put it back. I don't know what happened to it. I guess. Put it back in the wrong. It was misfiled, they say. It wasn't put back in the right place. If you see it floating, we could use it back. Those two svarim. Okay. Tzitzeliezer, whatever chelik. I forgot the chelik. What yud? Right. They talk about the definition of this issue. Okay. But now, I'd like to discuss with you the question of Dover Hamabit. That's a very significant discussion because we are talking here about Taruvus Chometz. Taruvus Chometz, we already spoke about at the very beginning, the first Mishnah El Ovrin, El Ovrin Pesach, the Machlokos are Rishonim. Is it mean Ovrin Min HaShulchan? Would you allow to keep it? Or means Ovrin Min HaOlam? Have to get rid of it. That's a big Machlokos. Comes the Machaber in Simen Tov Mem Beis Sif Hei and says, in Tov Mem Beis Sif Hei, no, you have to get rid of it. If you're marvit something with a dover shel chametz, you must get rid of it on Pesach. Tough man base if I read it on Mechavah's Lashon. It's very brief and to the point. He says, Sheikhesh also mechitim besorim chayav levat the rush, push it that way, it's chametz gomer. And then he says, V'chein im hemet gevinos v'chala v'sheikha sa'orim, chala of course means vinegar, ches lamed aleph, ochitim chayav levaro. Says the Vilna Gaon, he means as follows. Even a quarter of the time who says, Taruv is chametz, you can keep on Pesach in the house. If you have a Dover HaMamid, you have to get rid of it. Why? He quotes the Gemara. The Keva is being used to achieve the Ha'amoda. What does Ha'amoda mean? Ha'amoda means the coagulation or the solidifying, if that's a better word. It solidifies the milk, curding of the milk. Okay. So the din for the other din is that it's considered as if it's a davar be'en. It's as if it's there. It's a cloud of davar ha'mamid lo batel.
Just looking for something.
Oh. The Gemara says, Kevan de ukmei kamokin. What does ukmei kamokin mean? It's literally mamid. Choshev le'keman de'isei le'isurei be'enei. If it's a davar hamana, it's considered as if the object of Isur is mamash be'en. It's not considered be'taruvus. It's considered be'en. That's what it says. Kadosh of Kavina. Literally makes something stand. Milk is not considered standing. Hard cheese is standing. What is standing? Stands there. It doesn't have to have a receptacle. It will just stand freestanding. Milk, if there's no receptacle, just spill it over the place. So it's solidified. It's called davar hamavet. All right, that's a classical example. The literal translation, ukume kamokile, is called davar hamavet. Ukume kamokile. Lahakim, pick up. Lahamin, stand up. It's the same exact word. Okay? So this is the source of davar hamavet is not bottled. It's ki'isa, kimo de'isa li'isura be'enek. Where do you find this idea of davar hamavet? This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey Amen Aleph. Lamed Hey Amen Aleph. Where did the Chazal get this idea from? Where did the Gemara get it from? A new zach, a new idea called davar hamavet. Where does it come from? Well, it comes from here. Okay. This could be shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say what the reason is for Gavinas Akum. It's hidden a little bit. Ukume kamokile is called davar hamavet. Ukume kamokile. Lahakim, pick up. Lahamin, stand up. Same exact word. Okay? So this is the source of davar hamavet is not bottled. It's ki'isa, kimo de'isa li'isura be'enek. Where do you find this idea of davar hamavet? This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey Amen Aleph. Lamed Hey Amen Aleph. Where did the Chazal get this idea from? Where did the Gemara get it from? A new zach, a new idea called davar hamavet. Where does it come from? Well, it comes from here. Okay. This could be pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say what the reason is for Gavinas Akum. It's hidden a little bit in the Mishnah itself. On Chav Tesim and Beis is where the Mishnah is. So he said, they should not meet and also be kevish on the Vela. There's the Tasha, what about this, what about that? And it never came to this definitive conclusion. But you see, Al Kolpam in the Mishnah is the possibility of an Isser because the Ma'amidin Bior Kevus Nevela. And even though it's obvious that it's not no Sintam, it's Butler B'Shishim, it's pulled away at the end anyway, Alpha Pekin is Usser anyway. Why? Why? Because the Abraham Ma'amid Afilu B'Yalaf Lo Butler. That's the expression of the poskim, based on this Mishnah in Avodah Zarah of Tesef and Beis, and the Gemara Lamed Hey Amen Aleph, as if it's right there. Where does it come up in the Sefer Pesachim, after we all learning Pesachim? That's why I asked you to take a look at the Gemara of Chav Amen Beis, till Chav Zayin Amen Aleph. Let's give a look now quickly to see what it says. Because this Davar HaMavet is critical in our context. The Chava quotes it in Hilchos Pesach, Tav Mem Beis, our Simen, Tav Mem Beis, let's not forget. And then many, many pratim in this long book on Avraham I asked you to take a look at. And these pratim are critical for many, many areas of Allah. Very important book on Avraham. Really, very critical book on Avraham. Let's first see, let's start from the Gemara. You want to start from left field, start from the home plate. Start from the Gemara. Shlomo Beis Tana Rabbana. Tana Roshay Siku Kwiklipe Orlo Bekashi Shokloy Akerem. Chodosh Yutas. Yoshan Yutan. What does that mean? Chodosh Yutas is Rashi, Ayadei Hesek Zeshel Orla Nigmar Miskayim Kulo. The oven is considered Kayam because of the Orl. The Orl. Afabo Asafas. If by using the Orla fuel you actually baked bread, and Rashi adds, based on the Gemara later on in the Chavzayin of Aleph, Kshavuka Kinegla Shekalo Shah Shahoysa Pas Batanur. Means if you're having anor from the eitzim, all the eitzim are still eitzim before they turn into ash and disintegrate. What's it in? Rabbi Omer apas asura. Why is Rashi? The yesh shvach atze iser bepas. A very important expression. Yesh shvach eitzim bepas. It's considered if you eat that bread, you're viewed as only having anor from the atze arlo, and that's also b'hanor. V'chachamim ha'pas v'teres. Why? Savri ein shvach etzim v'pas mamish. V'ha did the last nami chodosh yutatz. Hala yutzan v'chem ina v'shmait. They would disagree with that principle as well. V'shlo gabi gacholah devra kol mutter. Why? Because by the time you have hanah, it's already burned up. Fine. Says the Gemara like this. Ay, v'ha tanya ben chodosh ben yoshin yutzan. You have a brand new oven. The oven was made, the process. When you harden the oven, you make the oven for the first time, you make it like, what's it called? I probably may call it tempering or something. What do you call it by an oven? Hardening. Firing the oven. That's the word for it. Firing the oven. You don't know about fire, we fire the rebellion, but it's firing the oven. So when you fire the oven, you establish something new. Now it's a new hard oven. It works very well. You did it with Ate Arla. So from now on, whenever you will bake in that oven subsequently, there will be two components which will cause the next loaf of bread to be baked. One, the component of Issa, which helped make the oven, fire the oven. And two, the next fuel you'll use, which will be fuel of Heter. Stop playing wood. What do we call it? We have two components. What do we call that? Zeh. Bizer Goreim, exactly. Bizer Goreim. What's the Lo Kasha Rebbe HaRabbanan? Rebbe is Machmir. So you have to do what? You have to Asa the Pass. So my way is it. Eim of the Shamasle, the Rebbe, Mishu Yeshvach, Eta the Pass. Zeb is a Goreim, Mishamasle. Who ever heard of Zeb is a Goreim? Maybe there's no other Goreim. So what about over here? There's another Goreim. Hello, Kasha. Hey, Rabbi Lezer, what is Rabbi Lezer? Where is your Machmir? Ilayim Rabbi Lezer is Sar. Oh, we come back closer to home. The Tanan. Sar shall chulin v'shal truma. Shall nafu l'sof isa. V'ein v'zeket el ha'chmitz. V'ein v'zeket el ha'chmitz. Neither one could cause the chimutz by itself. Neither one. V'nitztarfu v'chimtz. Together, they got together these two Sars and they made the Dorachs. Rabbi Lez Omer Acher Acher Ani Bo. The Chachamim Omer Ben Shinaf Al Isra B'Lachatchil Ben Shinaf Al Isra B'Sof Olam Eino Hoster Ad Shiyibo Kedel LaHachmetz. So what do you see? Our Rabbi Lo Shno Lo Kodem Silko Se Yisav Lo Silko Lo Silko Se Yisav Osur. Fine. Alma Zev Zeh Goreim Osur. Zev Zeh Goreim Osur. So what does that mean? What does that mean? You see that Rebbe Lezer holds that Zev is a Goreim is in fact Asur. And the more goes on, which other things, the basic is sort of the Sugg, which there are many more, but the basics we got through already in this short excerpt. Very important excerpt. Very important. Very important. We see that the Yisod of Dover HaMaimid applies not only to rennet, which goes into milk, in the form of the Kevas Nevela, of the Or Kevas Nevela of the skin. It also applies to mixed cheese. It also applies to what? To sourdough, which goes into new goes into a dove. It's also apparently called Pashas, called the Dover Hamayim, as we've been assuming until now. This is the Makkah for it. This is Mishnah Masechta Orla. And the principle of Zemez Agarim is established here as well. What does the top Rashi say? Top Rashi is a little bit tricky. Lo Shana, we read the Rashi together. Yeah. It does not rise, literally. It's literally a mamid. I have dough. Dough is lying on the bottom of the pan. I throw in some yeast. Guess what happens? Whoop! Shoots up. No, mamid means literally to make something stand up. Yeah, I'm old, right? Right, here too. You have stuff on the bottom of a pan. You throw it in, whoop! It's all made. It goes up there. Suddenly, it turns it from a little blob to a loaf. That's called a ramamid. Exactly, in a literal sense. Literally, it's a davar ramamid. Literally. Lo shavas is Rashi at the top of the page. Dacha achor ani ba vim nafel hetel esof mutter according to Rabbi Lezer ela shekidim esar isur v'silkul. Took it away. Mikayv on shenafel bo hetel miyad. The whole of the silk of Adai no hechmet batal for halacha. It's gone. It didn't accomplish anything. The afal gab the whole of ksas sheyachol zeh ha'achon digbar chimut ayado. It did have some input into the chimut process. Afal pikein for batalom v'shuvay nechol zeh v'nirvo. Aval lo kidem v'silik v'nigbar al yedei shneim v'en yachol li batal osur alma zeh v'zeh gorei mas. Now, what impression do you get from this Gemara? If you took away the Dover Shal Issa, which was the Gorim, the original Gorim, took it right away. And then what's really doing the trick? What's really happening now? What's really happening is that the Dover Hamutter is doing the Hamada, then it's okay. We don't say that at the very beginning. It was there, you know, it did accomplish something that Dover should listen. Nah, it's called Batalo, it's a garnish, with garnish, with garnish. But if you didn't take it away, Vindigmar de Shneem, Vena Yacholi Batal, and the whole process of Chimus was done by both parties, by the social issue and the social heter, so then what? Zeb is, it will be us, because Zeb is a Gorim is us. This is very important. In this case over here, we threw the sword into the Issa. Did he take it away at the very, very, very end? After the entire process was complete. What if he removed it at that point? It's already, the dough rose already. And he could still somehow, it didn't mix it together, it's still in one corner. And he removes it at that point. Would that be Mutter or would that be us? What am I asking you, Shaila? I mobbed something with a particular substance, and I take the substance away. Should we say as follows? Dover ha-mamid ha-filib elef lo botel, that's true. If the Dover ha-mamid constitutes 1%, 0.1% of the sum total, so it's still not botel. But what if I remove it completely? Now the Dover ha-mamid is not there any longer. Still silek es ha-iser. Completely. After we did the trick of being a Dover ha-mamid. Should that be oster or should that be mutter? That's what I'm asking, Rashad. I have a Dover ha-mamid. And I remove it completely. It's no longer there. Nothing is left. Nothing. What's it did? Should we say, look, it did its trick. I don't care if it's left now. Once this was a davar ha-mamid, then the entire food remains trace, and that's it. Or should we say, no? Davar ha-mamid is considered if it's ben. It's considered if it's ben, even though it's 1 in 1,000. But if I pull it away, and it's not there anymore, so how can you say it's us? That's the shayla. That's a very serious question, halacha l'maaseh. So let's analyze that a little bit by first seeing some of the chidush here in Tosfos. So a lot of big chidush. Every Tosfos has a chidush in this Gemara. Very big chidush. Chodesh Yutas. Kosova Yeshvach Eitzim B'Pas, as we said earlier. Vachanami Yeshvach Eitzim B'Tanar. The same way as we say if you have anor from the bread, it's ultimately anor from the orla of the fuel. So too, if you have anor from the oven. V'zev is that gorei maser. And it's a zev is a gorim. Any subsequent baking, you have a hanor from the oven and hanor from the second fuel. That's a zev is a gorim case. Hem gormel afias ha-pask shavuka kenegdo. Rabbon and Sarvi, ein shvach etz in the pask. Afa pi shavuka kenegdo, no. Shal heves en abom en ha-etz in melamachmas mashu ha-nisra. Tum ken ha-ikimo gacheles. Then it's a bien. Chem pirish Rashi, the time it gives out, no, it's already not, it's not existent anymore. Kishrav of Aaron, Lerebi, Hod the Amma, the famous Gemara, the Mishnah. Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Eochel Afilu b'Shabbos. A famous Gemara. It's Subas v'Avakamera. It's a Mishnah in Terumas. V'amai Neima Yesh Vach Mukta V'Pas to Gechol Mukta Mein. How can you cook on Shabbos b'Mukta? That's the Yesh Vach Etzim V'Pas. V'Omeri K'lo Shayach Ela B'Yisuri Hanur Davka. V'chein Pirsh V'Kudus B'Perek Baras V'Avodazor Gavik Tana She'Yisika B'Kamonshal Truma. The whole idea of Yeshvach Etz in the past only applies to Isurei Hano, not to Isurei Achilo. So says Tosis. This Tosis is quoted in the Halacha in Yeredeya. Kuf Mem Beis Ibdal, I believe it is. Where the Mechaber is talking about Eitim Shel Avodah Zorah and Yeshvach Etz in the past. And there he says it only applies to Isurei Hano and not to Isurei Achilo. As if it's Isurei Hano and it's burnt and it's used for fuel. So if you enjoy whatever was cooked or baked, so you're in effect enjoying that original Isurei Hano. If it was Isurei Achila, you don't need it. You eat something else, just cooked and baked by it. That's nothing. It's not an Isurei Achila. You eat the original dove which is trade. That's what Tulsa says. Fine.
Ramah
says
that.
Ramah? Right. I think it's Kufman Bey's dollar, I believe so.
Right.
Good. Now. Next Tosfos. Bishlo gavei gecholim. Bishlo dafka di eved. Oh, doesn't say it's lachatchila b'di eved. Ay, afal gav the kol anisrofim afram mutter afilu lachatchila. And orlo is min anisrofim, you have to burn orlo. Ish lachalek ben afram di gecholim. Very important. Tosfos of here, in order to be mutter, there has to be the shtana lagavri. Has to be complete ashes. But if it's gecholim, it's gecholim. I'm trying to gecholim. Coal, the charcoal. That's not nishtana enough to qualify for the special ruling of nishtana legamri of Afron Mutter. So it's only gecholim. Wow. That's a very important word. Next tosis. Bein chodosh, bein yoshin yutzah. The zev is a gore mutter. Aval gav the zev is a gorim dafka b'di evet mutter. Here we go again. Talking about the b'di evet. Kidabucha b'sof perikol slamim. Tam Rabbi Yossi ain't noted egel shal orlo. Umodi Rabbi Yossi shim nata shu mutter. Why? V'choshev le zev is a gorim. What do you have? What do you mean zev is a gorim? What do you mean zev is a gorim? I plant a nut of orlo and a tree comes out from two things. From the nut, from the ground. Zev is a gorim. The ground is a gorim of heter. And the nut that I plant is a component of iser. No, so you see there the Gemara is also only, it's but only with the evet. You know the negle shalor lechatchila? So it tells us, well, half habik in the evet. Why? The imnemar chadash yutat, imnemar chadash yutat, Yafsid Atanur. That the Torah is the famous rule, one of the world famous rule, Rabbi say. Shas Atchak or Hefsid Meruba, it's Kidiyavidami, which means anything which is permissible after the fact may be done before the fact if by not doing it you will incur a Hefsid Gadol, there'll be a Shas Atchak. It's a very famous rule in Psak. Shas Atchak Kidiyav, which means in a Shas Atchak or Hefsid, you can do something with Chatchila as long as if it happened by the end, then it'd be permissible. Yes, Josh?
The whole idea is that
you looked up the original with the oil firing left the tunnel? That's one of the sources. That's not the original. The other
sources. I don't understand. You use the oil to fire a tunnel, and then afterwards...
You cook with permissible wood. So when the bread ultimately bakes, what's baking the bread? It's the fire of the kosher wood. Being held in by what? By the oven which was fired up originally by non-kosher, by all of it.
Anything that was made with
It's called a gorem. It's called a gorem liyisur. If I yisur ha nor. Yeah.
Based on what we learned from one of the days of the year, why can't you just kasher the oven? So what's the whole problem about it? Like, the gaster kind of just kasher?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't catch the question. Very good question. We learned Tarsus on Aflaman and Medeis. That if you put it back in Kivshonos, it's mutter. So what do you mean, Utah? Just put it back to Kivshonos. The answer is, I think that there are some cases in which we don't allow you to put it back. Hold on, let me think for a minute. Maybe it would break if you put it back to Kivshonos. I don't know the details. But maybe it would break. Fine. It's a good question. Weiter.
Until you put it in the oven for the first time, it's not really
made.
Apparently,
that's right.
You have to break it, though. The other case, you
talk
about when it's already made,
you have to
put it
in the oven. Maybe. Now, the Taptosis, and Chavzayin of Adal, is also very important. Achyeh Mokhidele Achmet, Pirish Be'isr, Viyesh Be'isr, Vigam Beheter, Kidele Achmet, Nirele Rashbod Shori. Very important line. What if the classical case of the Gemara of Zev is a Gora mean? Neither could do it by itself. Not A, the Garam of Heter, nor B, the Garam of Issa, neither could do it by itself. Together they could do it. Zev and the Garam is one. What if either could do it by itself? The Issa could do it by itself, and the Heter could do it by itself. Now they join forces and they do the Hamada. Is it us or is it Mutter? What is Tosa saying? Mutter. Tosa Abu Azar and Amtes says, Osir. And there's an infinite Tosefta in Truas that is Osir. Against our Tosa. I don't have a chance to look at the Achrona. How was our Tosis for Edmund, the Tosefta, in Trumas? I assume they had it. They didn't see it. I don't know. That's a big kasha. The question how to pass the Malacha as well. If either could do it, and then it turned out they both do it together, what's the din? Not simple. Okay, that is the Gemara. Now, comes along Rabbeinu David and asks the kasha. Zev is a gore mutter. What we have a klal gadol that Yisrael are manat batal. Unless it's batal b'shishim. What else on here? It's a one-on-one. How can you say it's mutter? What's going on over here? It's an impossibility. Doesn't understand it at all. The Rabbeinu David at first glance. What's our Gemara talking about? What kind of Zev is a gore over here? Yes, as follows. Yesh lisho. Hech gorem ahet of a vatal gorem a isa, the adrabba. Hela loma sha gorem shall isa yas there is some mutter. The kol shah isa should be torah shay betan behat the other be rove. At best. And here it's a one on one, it's not a rove. Vat shuva shall o timtsa zeadin shall zeb as a gorem ela besha ein by em tamo below my mosha shall isa. Shed tamo by mosha shall isa, but by the tshichim hain bitla bachomok. Avo zelo nisha kano tamo below my mosha shall isa. Ela shenase b'siyuo kagon ze apas shenefe b'tana shel iser she siyeya hatana b'afiyosa v'gorem esikuno aval lo nishe b'lo tana lo mosha. You don't taste the oven, there's no the piece that didn't peel off the oven, it's plain bread. V'chenk shenefe b'yata yisra l'dasa me ein shach eitzim b'pas ein o eitzim mashir b'pas lo tam lo mamash ela shenase b'siyuo v'gorem mosha. Uvada ishim nasa kol afia b'yisr shelo hoya sham siyu ashal heter apal pich lo nishim b'na yisr lo tam alo mamish hakol modim shu asa. Why? Shem mikol makom aray atikun azeh v'achidu shen eschadish b'ze apas hu b'yisr v'yiyam shelo yos to the yisr ano abo b'shiyesh shom gorem acher shel heter She'ein kol ha'tikun shelo b'yisr ela b'siyu ha'mimenu b'zehu da'as ha'matah ha'omer she'zeh b'zeh gorem mutter v'she'ein kan lo tam lo mamash mino isr. This is the famous Rabbeinu David. They're on to something very similar. Chokom she'tipsa zeh ha'machlok she'zeh b'zeh gorem kachlu b'ma'a she'ein b'o lo tam lo mamash al isr v'al t'shiveni me'i disor shel chulin v'shel trumo. Shenachlu salcha isa. Last time we just learned the Mishnah Orla. Shach b'shenachlu shalma mosha shal yisrael batlas b'salcha. Yeah. So that's no kasha. Shere yesh b'ofi de lahalos b'echad ameh. Oh, that's like batla b'shishim and more. Ve'enu nes alu b'nei achimutz because the number of mamas lo batl. V'achimutz ena lo tam v'lo mamash ala koach shi yesh b'o ha isa. mischametz b'shvilo. Davar amaymin. Well, the fiach reim also nosol k'din agarmin. Shem kolach haya kolachimutz menayisus also gederach shagamana begarim echad. Shekol modem oshuhu osur. It's considered to be prohibited. It's goring. Who did Zevaz Agorim and Diriyah Matri Mutter? So, in other words, the only time we can start talking about Hector Zevaz Agorim was you're not going to run into Tom Kika problems. You're not going to run into a Mamosha's problem. It's just it was there and it disappeared, the original issue. Well, it's Batal Meshishim. Batal Meshishim. But the Imam makes it Oisbot, makes it considered to be Ben. And he goes further than that. V'yesh l'chol leidash ap gorim echad shal yisr shalmarnu shakol modin bo shu asur she'ein ala begorim shemechadesh bo tzura. It changes its form. K'gon achidu shemeschadesh bepas bafiyoso. It used to be just dough lying on the table, now it became whoop, a loaf. O be'isa b'chamutza. Avo ma she'ein ala mechadesh bo klum. K'gon. You took the loaf and you sliced it in half with a knife of Avodah Zorah. Or a piece of meat that way. Ain't a bedin she also a pasal abos, it's ridiculous. Shedecha ticha osa bo kol kach, she nesar osa b'shvila midin gara mecha shalisa. V'chein kol kayotza, that's just garnished. That's nothing. That's nothing. Fine. It's Rabbi Nadav. So now that we've said all this, Rabbi Osai, we have a cloud, Davar HaMayim and Afilu Bela Flo Batal. We have to know how exactly does this cloud work, when does it apply, etc., etc. So that's the moment that Rabbi speaks about at some length. At some length. Yes?
Can you look at the concept of Rav Hashanah to something where it's a serious physical change? Where do you draw that line? Shabbos coming up, what about grinding, what about kneading things together, mixing with water type?
Okay, it's a good
exact science.
Inexact, you're right. It's a proper way to draw the line. It's exact. We just don't know what the exact line is. So take a look back now in the other piece of paper that I gave you. It's called about Davar HaMaimon. Okay, this is page Nun Zayin and Nun Ches. Does anybody have? I have an extra copy here. Maybe some more here at the bottom, 1 second. Oh, another one I was originally here. I don't have more. I don't know if I have any more. All right, everybody that has it can look on. Yes, am I correct? Okay, let's look inside. Here, the question of enzymes. Why are enzymes a problem? They're always bottling b'shishiv. And a tiny one drop, it's bottling in a thousand. Whoa! But the problem is that the enzyme is a davar hamayim. What does an enzyme do? Here we have our scientists here. An enzyme will cause something to change form. Correct? It's an enzyme, it's a catalyst which makes something which is liquid into solid. It can make something which is sweet into sour. It can make a lot of different.
It's not really that. The enzyme doesn't do that.
What does it do?
The enzyme helps. There's a reaction. The natural reaction is going to take place. The enzyme makes that reaction.
It lowers the energy of activation.
Oh, involved. But it's not. But
makes it look better.
Faster, once we'll have to get
it. It might take 20 years to bring it after
too. Oh, well, we'll get to that later. That's a Chokhmah Shlomo on the bottom of the Magen Avraham. We'll get to that. We're motion to about that. But let's first take a look inside. V'im lo hutar enzyme yidin nishtani. You with me? You with me on page, top of page of Zion? Everyone has? We just discussed that earlier. We said before, by the rice there's no head of the nishtana. What's the case over there? You took the or came as the veiler, the skin of the stomach of the nevela, and you threw it into the milk and made cheese, so it's asur. Tachakach ayade breira kimis, through chemical means, his hesiru es kol ha-isra rishon im kol ha-bacteria im kol ha-enzyme. They pulled the whole original enzyme out. They have all kinds of centrifuge. They have all kinds of tricks they have nowadays how to separate things out one from the other. You pull out the Devar verse, is it mutter or not? Dine. Hatosis chulun kufyut beis. Hochichu min ha-gemorah. She'av she mitchila neser ha-shumun ha-nodef min ha-bosu ma'achmas adam ha-mu'urabo. This is some kind of oil, of fat, which has blood mixed in. Mikol mekom achakach kevish adam. Leficha choshiv kenikar ha-isav enam izbatl. That's ta'giger. We spoke about it at great length. The nature of Tom Kiko, what the many Rishonim is, that's considered there. Usually it's considered not there, it's Butler Barovish, or whatever it may be. But here, it's as if you see it. It's Nikar. It's not Nikar to the eye. What's it Nikar to? Huh? The palate, the tongue. It's Nikar to the mouth. That's Tom Kiko. So here, the we should say, here it's Nikar because what did it do? It took plain little milk and made it into hard cheese.